This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Well, greetings and welcome to Tuesday.
Okay.
Steve Miggs, I want to time travel back to Sunday when you and I were having some sock talk. You've been having some hole issues in your socks.
I'm having a massive... All of a sudden, Danny, all of my socks have decided to have holes in them. Like, I've been throwing away socks. I'm down to just two pairs of socks.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, sure, the normal thing would be to just go to the store and get some, but I haven't been able to find time. I think today's the day I'm going to freaking Target, and I might get two packages of socks.
Okay, because I'm having a sock issue this morning, and so now I'm feeling like I might need to go buy some new socks today. So my right sock is working out just fine, but
Hold on. Pause. Do you have specific right and left socks?
Well, like, no, just the one that's
today's.
On my right foot. This moment.
Like,
is fine.
Here?
But the one on my left foot keeps, like, slipping down and, like, bunching up by my toes, and it's getting very annoying. I've readjusted this sock, like, four times today.
Is the elasticity not as good as it used to be?
I think the elasticity is failing me, and so I might need to go on a sock mission today,
well,
too.
Let me know if you need me to pick you up some socks over at Target today.
Guys.
So you go to Target. Okay.
This is the most... old conversation.
No.
I think I've been a part
this is
of
the freshest conversation
Danny,
you ever heard.
Clearly, he's not having any issues with socks. So, out of curiosity, what brand of socks do you wear? I might invest in that kind.
I go to Journeys and buy the I don't know 16 pack of
black. Okay.
I buy them like 15
Journeys.
Times.
Journeys. Who's old now going to Journeys?
Journeys of all places.
Yeah, the mall.
Yes, I know where it is. Do you then stop at Buckle on your way home, too?
Yes, 1999.
Yes, actually. Thanks, Steve.
All right.
So what's the brand that you get at Target, then? Do you just get the... Is it, like, the Target brand?
I get Hanes, I think.
Oh, Hanes.
I don't know. Let me look.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Hanes.
Hanes.
The vent kind. Look at that, Danny.
Oh, I have those. I have those, actually.
They're freaking awesome until they get holes in them.
Those are my workout socks.
Oh. See, I'm a Puma sock girl, and I get them at Costco.
Oh, fancy.
Is that fancy?
Yeah.
Fancier
I'll be honest
than
with you.
Journeys?
I just get whatever socks I see that are on sale.
Well, I wish you all the blessings in the world on your sock replacement mission today,
you know
Steve.
What? I'm going to be at the mall today. Maybe I'll swing by Journeys and see what kind of awesome socks they have there.
See if Danny's really living in a better time than we are.
Yeah, I don't remember last time I stepped foot in a Journey.
I didn't even know Journeys was still around.
I love how we just switched to Journey shaming Danny.
I know. What is happening?
Let's inform the rockaholics.
I hate you.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Oh, someone just texted and said, Journeys for life, Danny.
Yeah.
Oh,
And then another person said, you could probably get socks off of Amazon for less money and still receive them today.
That's true.
Never even thought once about ordering them from Amazon. That was a brilliant, brilliant idea.
Never have I ever. Today might be the day.
I use Amazon for everything. Never even thought about I could just buy some socks. I've been waiting and prolonging this. I could have just went to Amazon. Thanks. Thank you, Texter. Hey, as far as the DMV, it's brought to you by Palace Law. And today is National Streaming Day. So I wanted to put you guys to the test. Are you ready for a quick game? I know it's early in the morning.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play the streaming sounder, like their little intro sound, and you have to tell me which streaming service it is. Are you two ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here's the first one. I feel like this is going to be the easiest one, if it plays. Is my box up?
Yeah.
It's not playing.
No, cool.
No! Can you sing it? Not HBO.
I don't know. You gotta be kidding me. It's not working?
No.
What?
My box is working.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're only 40, so it's not a problem for you yet. But,
we have no socks. We have no box.
Can I get one on Amazon? Oh, can I get a computer that works on Amazon.com? Is that even a thing? How did things work yesterday and they just stopped working today?
There's a ghost in the machine, Steve.
Well, there goes the whole fun. All right, well, anyways, hey, the Seattle Mariners. Maybe we'll do it later.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are just sitting on the edge of their car seat wondering what's going to happen with this one. Mariners, they beat the White Sox 5-1 thanks to a dominant seventh inning from Luis Castillo, and also thanks to Julio Rodriguez. And at this point, I would be playing the audio of Julio hitting a home run. Not just a home run, but a grand slam. So let's just pretend. Holy crap, it's a grand slam. Julio Rodriguez. Okay, well, it was in Chicago, so.
Oh.
Grand slam, Julio Rodriguez.
You stink, Julio.
Four straight wins for the Seattle Mariners. Hopefully the winning ways continue today, although it might not because the weather's kind of crappy over in Chicago. I guess they're going to be dealing with some serious rain and some wind in the Windy City, of course. So there might be a postponement, which would mean then they'd have to do like a doubleheader tomorrow. But fingers crossed to get to play today and continue their winning ways.
Let's go, Mariners. Very exciting times for those of us in the North End. Dick's Drive-In is going to be opening its 10th location on Evergreen Highway in Everett. The opening day is June 12th, and they're going to have live music, giveaways, games all day.
Yeah, I hear Pearl Jam's playing.
Oh, my God. On the roof, yeah.
I don't even want to start that rumor. Do you hear Pearl Jam's playing at Dick's?
So they've been launching these orange ticket contests, which gives fans the chance to help cut the ribbon on opening day. Do you want to hear what the orange ticket contest is for today?
Yeah.
It says that... Oh, now I'm not even finding it. Basically, They're giving a clue to a location. This one says, in a building that's old and unique...
Okay.
Art, music, and kickboxing meet. With a supper club steak and museum of spray paint, every corner here holds something sweet.
Mopop.
So you're supposed to go to that place tomorrow at 2:00, and then they're going to select somebody that's going to help with the grand opening ribbon cutting.
Yeah, let me know how that goes. I've got the orange ticket.
I hate
riddles like that, too.
Dude, riddles, as soon as someone starts a riddle, for the most part, my brain just completely shuts off. I'm just like, you lost me, buddy. This is too much thinking, especially this early in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm excited about the new Dick's, and I'm definitely going to go there on June 12th.
Do you think Dick's is ever going to leave Washington? Not like leave and like not take all their burgers
like
and
expand?
Go.
Expand,
yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like the fact that it's, you know, just our little special place just in Washington. I hope they keep it that way.
Well, apparently there was a new study that was done on a bunch of over 80,000 burger joints in the U.S., and they decided who has the best burger in each state. And Dick's was not the top burger in Washington. Any guesses on what you think has the best burger in Washington State?
Lil Woody's.
Lil Woody's. I would go down that road, too. I think that's a great pick, but nope, wrong.
Red Mill?
Red Mill, also great pick, great burgers, but nope. It's a place I've never even heard of, but maybe we need to check out Big Max Burger. Blue Max Burger is a meat shop. Big Max Burger.
What?
It's the Big Max Burger Company. Apparently, they have the best burgers for their beef and bacon patties, their caramelized red onions, and smoked cheddar cheese. As far as in Oregon and Portland, it's a place called Expatriate. That too. Mm. Expatriate or Expatriate?
Expatriate.
Well, I'm glad it's in Oregon, so we don't have to worry about going there. But hey, have you heard of this place?
No, neither one. Apparently, Big Mac's burger is in Queen Anne.
Queen Anne.
But it looks like it's like a bougie one. Like one of those like fancy, like in the like the bottom of like an apartment building that has like,
you know what I mean? In somebody's apartment. That too. You have to do a special knock to get in there. Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 61 degrees, it's going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Did you ever have a job where the first day of work was unforgettable? This actually happened to someone, and we're going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yesterday, we were talking about the 45th anniversary of Mount St. Helens eruption, and King 5 did this great piece on the story, and they were talking about a guy that had a very wild story about how his day went that day.
When Francisco Valenzuela reported to his first day as a ranger at Mount St. Helens, he set out with mountaineer Robert Rogers to explore his new territory. It was the morning of May 18th, 1980.
His first day was that day?
How is that even possible?
Insane.
I took a little break in the dawn light by laying on a log, and I could feel the log actually shake underneath me. And I told Robert, you know, this is probably not a good place to be. And so we hightailed it out back to our cars. And shortly after we got back there, the mountain erupted with, you know, no warning. It was a major earthquake that rippled across the landscape. It looked like somebody dropped a...
The music is killing me, too. I'm waiting for the Terminator to show up.
See, I was thinking Michael Myers or Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Something ominous is happening. Oh, yeah, of course, it's a giant eruption. But it does feel like a futuristic sci-fi movie when they're having this music in the background.
Totally.
That rippled across the landscape. It looked like somebody dropped a stone in a pond, and you could see the waves of land moving like Jell-O. And then the entire mountain exploded.
Valenzuela had one thought as he sheltered in his car.
Well, what I was really worried about was, I can't be about to die on my first day of work.
Well, yeah, Michael Myers is about to get you. So of course,
obviously.
Yeah.
This is not good.
A shift in the wind spared them and gave them a front seat view.
I think Robert Rogers and I were the closest people on the ground to survive the eruption.
Wow.
So we were very close.
After the eruption, Valenzuela documented the destruction and rebirth. Clearwater Valley, drowned in ash in 1981.
It was pretty cool that he showed, like, he was a photographer as well. He, like, took some pictures of how it looked like back then and how it was
crazy.
Looking like currently. And that was pretty fascinating to see just the difference of that area and how much that volcano eruption changed the environment right there.
So can you relate to his story in any way? Did you ever have an epic first day on the job?
Yeah, my first day at the end, I remember it was pretty epic. I thought that the music director was going to kill me.
What did
I'm
you
kidding,
do?
I'm kidding. No. I do. Honestly, though, now that you mentioned it, I was trying to think. I'm like, I know, like, I've shared the story of me trying to be like a door-to-door art salesman when I didn't realize that's what I was doing. That was an awful first day, but that first day at work at the end was pretty bonkers because it was just like, the show I was on, the host had a massive meltdown and started yelling and screaming at the intern. And this is all before the show even started. And like I'm like 20 minutes into my job. And he's yelling and screaming. He's throwing stuff down and all this. And I'm like, what the hell did I just get myself into?
And all these years later, you stuck around.
I know, right? Like a cockroach. What about you?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that I really... I will say that my first day on the job here at KISW, Ryan Castle was going to be in the studio with me, and he said, I'll run the board, so you just focus on doing your breaks or whatever. And then he just completely threw me to the wolves. And he was like, joke, I'm not going to help you at all. Figure it out, lady. No life raft. And he just left me in the studio all by myself.
Did he at least say that, or did he say, I got to go to the bathroom and not come back? Because that would have been... That sounds more on brand for Ryan Castle.
Honestly, I was so nervous and so anxious. I got through it. But, man, if there is evidence at like a recording or any information about that first day, I would never want to hear it, never want to see it. I was so freaked out being alone in there.
Funny you mentioned that because Danny has the audio.
No, God, no.
Right here.
You guys, here's, I would here cry. It is. Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Wow, okay.
Well, let's hear from our fine listeners. Did you ever have an unforgettable first day at work, whether it was good or bad?
And you know what? I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
What happened that led to your first day at work being unforgettable?
I like to tongue that out.
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Stained. I'm so gross.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Good or bad, did you ever have an unforgettable first day on the job? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm looking at some of the text messages. This one just cracked me up because I couldn't even imagine this happening. And maybe you've had something like this happen to you, but this person said, my mom showed up to my first day at work with my lunch to my new job. I forgot my lunch, so she brought it to me. Completely embarrassing.
That's very sweet, though. Nice mom. My mom would have been like, be responsible. Don't forget your lunch, lady.
And I'm picturing you maybe in like your 20s. You still live at home. Like, if you're in your 40s, maybe that could be a little... A little odder.
Well, if you're a basement boy, that's okay.
All right, how about this one? I started my warehouse job by confidently walking into the wrong building. I gave a couple of minute intro to who I am and how excited I am to be working there to a very confused group of employees. Turns out I was at the wrong building. It was the competitor's company.
Oh, my gosh.
What if your spiel was so good that you got a better job at the competitor?
They're like, no, we want you to stay, and here's why.
And how about this one? My boss had a heart attack and died on my first day of work.
Holy cow.
This was weird. I was the new guy. Everyone else had been there for at least 10 years. So everyone was a mess, crying and just torn up. And I'm just like, bummer he's dead, but I didn't even know him.
I mean, that's also maybe like a bad omen for that job.
Oh, you think?
Maybe a little bit. 206 Greg, 206-803-ROCK, Greg from Tenino. Tell us your story. Did you have an unforgettable first day on the job?
I guess you could call it that. My very first day on the current job that I have now, I was riding passenger in a semi. We got T-boned by a gentleman that ran a red light at 60 miles an hour because he was getting a mouth hug from a lot lizard.
Oh,
no. Wow.
Turn an 8-hour day into a 21-hour day with an A-band ride and ER visit.
So what were the injuries sustained by all of you?
Me and the driver that was with me just got really banged up. I had to go to the hospital because I couldn't climb out of the truck because my back was all jacked up.
Oh.
He walked away from it, and I don't know whatever happened to the other two.
I was going to ask, did you know what happened to the guy who was with the lot lizard? Like,
not a clue.
Okay, because I mean, I've heard stories where sometimes when you get into an accident, if that's going on, something might get bitten off.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go that far into details because I wouldn't want that.
No.
Thanks, Greg. 206-803-ROCK. Did you ever have an unforgettable first day on the job?
I know it wasn't the first day, but it was definitely the first week also when I was working at the end. And this one was unforgettable for a good reason. And I remember they're like, big staff meeting. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, I just got here. Like, I hope everything's okay. They sit us all down to let us know that the real world Seattle is coming.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like one of the greatest days of my life because I was working at the radio station I wanted to work at. I remember when I first moved out here, I'm like, I want to work at the alternative rock station. Got that job, and that was pretty awesome. I was obsessed with the Real World. Like, that was like, you know, Real World New York, all those different Real World shows.
That was like the best of reality TV at the time. It was so great.
Back in those days, the Real World wasn't just about hooking up. In fact, they frowned upon it, which is kind of crazy to think what it eventually became. Like, it just became like this basic whore fest. But back then, if they did hook up, it was like never seen on TV. It was never talked about. But then they were like, hey, the Real World Seattle's coming to town, and they're going to work at our radio station. I was just like, mind blown. It was so cool.
What was like one of your favorite moments from that time when they were like, how often were you guys interacting or going to places that they were?
I have a couple quick one. I remember getting in trouble being at their house because we were all smoking pot outside of their, they had that house on Pier 70. So we were all out just like smoking like out of a bowl. And then the director or the cameraman, he shows up, he goes, come with us. And we all got yelled at and said, no, this can never happen again. Blah, 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 blah. And then that was pretty crazy.
I thought MTV was a little more edgy than that.
They didn't want that on camera.
No, of course not.
And then I remember watching what was my recently ex-girlfriend at the time trying to hit on one of the members of the Real World to try and make me jealous. And he's just like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, I don't care. Like, she's my ex for a reason. Do whatever. If you want to hook up with her, go ahead. If you want to hang out with her, I don't care. Like, that's your problem then.
Was she a crazy person?
Very. And he didn't do anything with her. She was very.
Did you give him a proper warning?
Yeah. But I mean, he was just like, that guy had to pick a little hitter. Like, you know, it was just like, there was a lot of girls that wanted to hook up with those guys.
Did you have the same problem?
No.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix
Show. How would you like to beat Steve today? He has a record of 161 wins, 57 losses, and 38 ties in 2025. Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.